I feel as though you want to live forever. Burn back and steal. It takes much more than toes to swim across this river that we know.
Discord right here on planet Earth. That's a terrible opening. It is Podzilla After Dark right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What's up, guys? Shannon Young back with you once again. Mr. 100, don't call me that, on another fine episode on this stormy and muggy Thursday evening in Cape Girardeau. With me, of course, tonight, we have the co-owner of Podzilla 1985, my good friend, and he should be yours too, Jesse Kimball.
I'm no one's good friend.
Jeez.
I'm everybody's worst friend.
Jeez. Jesse, no, those conversations are just for us in the daytime.
Starting this off with a bunch of lies. I see.
Also,
I already called him a liar earlier.
Also with us tonight.
But I was telling the truth then.
The queen of dorkness, Lindsay Wolfgang.
You changing it already after you said I will always be the queen of darkness?
Well, then I realized you ain't dark.
I'm really not.
Lindsay. And of course,
Shelby has a pale story for you. That's funny.
I like the way she looked at you and went, "What?" Like, don't tell that story. Shelby Chan's here with us tonight.
Hello.
Who is very pale, apparently. And the Viking himself, Tanner Calvert.
Shannon, can you hand me a pin? I forgot one. A marker. I need a marker for the game tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it down to you if you don't. Okay. All right, here you go. Here you go. All right.
Thanks.
Oh, and something just flew at the screen. That might have been a ghost. It was the ghost of that joke because we've killed it.
It was the portal closing.
the wisps were flying through.
The short version of the story is that Shelby illuminated a room with the reflection of the sun off of some of her pale skin.
Oh my. That's impressive.
That's like that, but worse.
That's Pale Force 5 over there.
It was very funny to
she's just like, oh, it's great now.
Although me showing this reminds me, like, I hate showing this part of my body. So where's the one place I get a tattoo?
Yeah, I took a picture of me out of the shower with my dick out, and I'm like, I hate that part of me. So I started sending it out to girls, but I cut the dick out, so it's just like waist up. And then that's even worse. Anyway, so
I thought he was talking about he like edited the dick out. So is this man dickless?
I was thinking Ken doll when he started that.
No, if I were gonna do that, I would put a long black bar far longer than it actually is.
Why is that going to his ankle? What is happening?
It's gonna touch the floor. All right. So here's what we got on tap for tonight. Lindsay is bringing the trivia, but she put zero effort into it because she was busy today. So it's all Trivial Pursuit tonight. And hey, anybody can win this. Anybody's got a shot at this game.
I'm so bad at Trivial Pursuit.
How?
Damn.
All right.
Okay.
Chicken or hot dogs? There's a right answer to prove something about you. Chicken, because hot dogs are just all the parts of the chicken you didn't think about. I hope, Michaela, if you like hot dogs, I hope you like chicken anus. That's what it is.
What if she eats beef hot dogs?
But I say most hot dogs don't have chicken in them.
Jesse,
either pork or beef.
Let it go. Just let me have the joke. Goddamn.
Tanner ruined it first.
Human dictionary over here. All right, so with that said, we're going to have fun tonight. We're not going to talk about anything serious, no controversy. We're going to jump right into Trivial Pursuit, and we're just going to have some laughs and have a good time. But before we do that, I do want to mention really quick, we'll talk about why the Derek Chauvin trial is going to be overturned soon, the appeal is going to go through, and why they're going to vacate the jury's decision. Jesse, hey, Jesse, have you heard about this? Have you heard why there may be grounds for a retrial?
There's so many. Like, they come up with a lot of things. Like, what's the one specifically you're thinking of?
The one specifically I'm talking about is a photo of Brandon Mitchell, who's a 31-year-old from Minneapolis, I believe. And he was a juror on the trial. He's African-American. He has been very outspoken since the trial, talking about the verdict and how, you know, it didn't take long other than some legal hangups. He is also, it's been circulating, that he attended Black Lives Matter rallies, including wearing a shirt that said, like, something like, get off our necks or something like that, clearly in reference to the murder of George Floyd. The argument by the defense is that the jury is impartial, and I think he even had to fill something out, or when they were doing the jury, you know how they always do the prelims with the jury, what is it called? The
it's like your pre-screenings or whatever, pre-screening, to make sure yeah. that you're not... like, and, bias either side.
Right. Like, in my own personal case, one of my first jury duties I ever got, the defense attorney was my family's private attorney. So I got to say, that's my family's attorney, and then I was immediately disqualified from the jury. Well, he said that he did not know of this, he did not attend these rallies, and now it's come out that he did, wearing the shirt. So now the defense has grounds for overturning the entire jury's decision, or at least retrial, because this juror was clearly biased. So there's your fun fact of the day.
I mean, in fairness, like, if that comes out and it's circulated, that's up to the defense at that point to, like, find that information out, because they can disqualify any juror.
That's true.
Yeah. At selection.
They could, like, they could have seen that guy and just said, like, oh.
Well, but I mean, they had no idea when they're doing, they didn't know who was coming to that jury box. So it's not like they could have, like, you know, Google searched the guy or anything. They asked him, did you do this? He said no. They took it on assumption. Okay. Then after the fact, then it comes out that no, he actually did. So it's a pretty good grounds for a mistrial or a retrial.
They can and do Google people in juries, especially with, like, those high profile cases.
Also, sometimes they don't really give a damn. They just need jurors.
Because honestly, this is one of those cases that it was going to be 100% impossible to find a completely impartial jury.
That's true. But most of the jurors, if not all of the rest of the jurors, didn't specifically wear shirts referencing the act that they were there to decide upon at a rally centered around the issue. So...
plus, it's also one of those, like, kind of sticky situations. Like, it doesn't matter if he's, you know, attended a protest. That's 100% his legal right. Black Lives Matter, while in reality has a lot to do with Derek Chauvin, it's not necessarily, like, he is there to, you know, be a juror for a murder trial.
Okay. All right. Look, I get that we want to, like, keep this up. We want to argue the point, but do you really fucking think that this juror did not have an impartiality to this going into it?
I think a single juror on that board is my point. Not a single one of them were impartial.
That's true. But again, the rest of them didn't go out advertising it. And that's the problem.
Guaranteed at least one more of them was at one of those rallies.
That will not help the prosecution's case if they were.
And, like, that's the thing, though. Like, if they weren't at the rallies, then they were upset about the rally.
Oh, I'm sure they were. And there may be more that comes out of this. And, you know, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Please don't get it twisted. I want the conviction to stand. I want it to stand. We all want it to stand. I'm not presenting this information saying, like, oh, we got him. I'm presenting this information as a worry that I have that either this or something else will come out that will influence that decision. And imagine, Jesse, tell me this before you make your point of, what would happen to the United States if they overturned that conviction based on this?
All that would happen is that it's going to be like, it would be a mistrial and it would go to appeal.
No. I'm saying what would happen to the actual United States if they overturned this conviction? And then even, all right, so let's take it to the appeal and the retrial. Let's say some more bullshit and then he gets off on it. Then what would happen to this country?
It's going to be bad. Like, if he ends up, like, making it out and not getting in trouble after all of this, then, yeah, it's going to be real bad. The thing is, like, he's still, like, he is in jail and yes. will be until, like, all that stuff goes through. And especially, like, cops don't do well in Gen Pop. the issue might take care of itself.
If they, do they have him in Gen Pop? Do we know?
I have no idea.
Last I heard, as soon as he was taken into custody that night, that day, they had put him into basically the suicide watch, strictly just to keep him out of Gen Pop.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They can't keep him there forever.
They're gonna put him. They're gonna put him back in Gen Pop. They're gonna find him dead in 2 days, and then the guy, his cellmate's gonna be like, "He killed himself." I don't know. You had him on suicide watch. You should have kept him there. He somehow choked himself to death and gouged out his own eyes. It was the craziest fucking thing I've ever seen. All right, so we get to the fun stuff. After I mention that in other bullshit news, the number three Republican, Liz Cheney, probably going to have a vote next week to remove her from her power simply because she will not follow the Trump trail and continue the big lie. That is happening, and it very much looks like at this point, in case you were kind of curious, that the Republican Party is very much split between people who are kind of pricks, but at least sane, and the Trump side, which is just dirty as hell. But that's the side that they want to go with. That's the side the Republicans are really, really attaching themselves to, is the insane Trump side. And you have people like Mitt Romney, who got... Did you fucking see him get booed at the whatever he did? He was I don't remember what exactly it was. It was for the Republicans in his own state, and he got up on stage to talk and they booed him, and he literally said, he just kind of smiled and let them boo and then said, "Aren't you ashamed?" is what he asked the crowd, because Mitt Romney doesn't fucking care.
No.
And now Liz Cheney is on the chopping block.
Yeah, I did hear about that. Because, yeah, she doesn't want to, like, she's not going to back the Trump train. And the Republicans know that Trump got them more votes than they've ever gotten in history.
Right.
And, yeah, like, so now they think that it has to do with, you know, Trump.
And that's the shittiest part about this is, like, I watch a lot of news. I watch, you know, Morning Joe. I watch Fox News. I watch all the news I can. I take in all sides. I try to. And one of the big things on the left, or the more middle, is that if Republicans continue to follow the Trump side, that they are going to lose elections going forward, that they are never going to win, that this splintering is going to cost everybody. And I want to believe that. I really do. But the fact that, because they lost the election, they lost the House, they lost the Senate, but the fact that more people voted for Donald Trump, other than Joe Biden, obviously, more people voted for Donald Trump in the 2020 election than any previous candidate tells me that there are still a lot of people who are going to support him no matter what. And the more we go into a Democratic-led country by president, by House, by Senate, and the more Republicans disagree with what we're doing, they are going to back whoever is in charge. And if it's Trump that's still at the lead, this could get very bad and dangerous for the Democrats.
It's because of Trump, probably, and really, it's been kind of like trending, like it's been on an upswing anyway, thanks largely to the internet, I think. What's happening over there? No, anyway, thanks largely to the internet, like it's been on an upswing, and yeah, this is the most people that have ever participated in an election ever. And it was still like, I mean, you look at percentage-wise, like the percentages were about average for a little bit more of a one-sided election. It's because, yeah, Biden won pretty handily in a lot of spots. And the spots that were really narrow were spots that, you know, Democrats don't normally win.
Right. Like Georgia.
So, yeah. Oh, Georgia. Oh, Georgia.
So do you, what I'm afraid of is, do you think that the blue wave that we had in 2020 and the excitement from the Democrats to push Trump out of office, will that come back in 4 years if Trump runs again? Or do you think the Republicans will take that same kind of energy and create a red wave and just hit it home? Especially with, you saw DeSantis signing in that bill in Florida, making it more difficult for people to, I think he did it today or yesterday, harder for people to vote by mail. That is something that Republicans are pushing now. They're making it harder to vote by mail and to vote in, you know, any way other than showing up at the polls and you know, voting in person.
Now that we're not in a pandemic, oh well.
I hope so.
I meant to look something up. Did you hear about like some good news here for Thank everybody you. That listens to our show?
Thank you.
Did you hear about the tax cut?
No.
Let me make sure that like because I meant to look up and make sure. Oh,
that is super bright. Shelby, I need you to change skin, please. You're illuminating the place. While you're doing that, Michaela, was she for Trump when he was president? So pretty much every Republican was for Trump when he was president. It wasn't until the elections were coming up and it was clear Trump was going to lose. When Trump did the worst of the worst things that he ever did, of course, with the January 6th riots at the Capitol, a lot of people started to turn on Trump. Even if they spoke out against Trump while he was president, they still followed him. They still backed his plays. You know, other than people like, even Mitt Romney in a lot of cases would vote along party lines when it came to Trump's, you know, stuff. So Liz Cheney might not have exactly been his greatest ally, but she certainly wasn't his biggest detractor. That wasn't until earlier this year whenever things started to really go south for the Republicans and she spoke out. And then, of course, January 6th happened and a lot of Republicans really turned their back on Donald Trump and said enough is enough. This is too much. Now, did they do it because they had a sudden moral, you know, test, or did they do it because they saw the writing on the wall? I bet it's the latter, because a lot of them also flip-flopped back to Trump's side after the fact, including the minority leader McCarthy. He flip-flopped harder than anyone I've ever seen in politics quicker. It was pretty incredible, and what a piece of garbage. Jesse, go.
Oh, he is a true piece of garbage. So, it's part of that, like, the COVID relief plan that's gone through. It's looking like, for this year, anybody making less than $75,000 will pay next to nothing in income taxes.
Nice.
Which means...
Well, that's me.
That, like, for federal income taxes. Yeah, I mean, that's everybody here, and likely every single person that listens to our show. And the rest of the people, like, because we do have some people, I think, that make the next range, like the 75 to 100K range. Those people are looking at like 2%. So all the income taxes that you've paid so far this year to the federal government, basically this means that our tax returns this year are going to be colossal. Everything paid into like federal income tax we're getting back.
I mean, colossal for me at this point is like $80. On my tax return. So also I still need
that's to, because you got boned.
I also still need I still need to file my taxes, so.
Oh God.
Hey, I've got till May 10th. I'm working on it.
It is the 6th.
I'm working on it.
So yeah, for the end of this year, everything you paid into federal income tax is looking like you're getting back. So like yeah, even like the normal amount you're on the hook for, it's all coming back. And the Democrats are looking to kind of make this a little bit more permanent, where we're paying like our income bracket is paying significantly less of the load, which is great because everybody making $500,000 or more, it's looking like they will be roughly 2/3 of the income tax going forward.
Good.
Fuck which em. Is one of those things. Yeah, that's one of those things.
That's what it's supposed to be set up for to begin with.
Right. Like, and that's one of the things the Democrats have been pushing for a while, that the, you know, the middle class has been carrying way too much of the load. And yeah, like this is great news because that means that we're paying less in taxes that we're finally paying less in taxes than these jack wagons that make almost $1 million a year or more.
Bastards.
Because fuck those people.
Fuck
like
those
the
people.
Fact that. The fact that, like, I paid more in income taxes last year than Donald fucking Trump, fuck that motherfucker. Fuck him. And Jeff Bezos. I paid more in income taxes than those two motherfuckers combined.
All right. Well, now that we got the blood good and boiling, let's play some trivia. Lindsay, what do we got? We got Trivial Pursuit, which is a board game.
So I have the Genius edition of Trivial Pursuit.
Who's that for?
If it proves to be too difficult, I have a more family-friendly edition.
I like... All right, so she starts with the Genius edition. Yeah, I was saying, she starts with the Genius edition. She's going to bust out, like, are you smarter than a third grader?
Unless she... Well, actually, the family-friendly one is actually, like, the original Disney Trivial Pursuit, but it still has like regular normal questions that aren't Disney related as far as that goes.
Always with the Disney.
It's just, I'm sorry, there's something that I am obsessed with, okay?
It's fine.
And then the extra little twist I was gonna add, that on any of these questions, if only one person gets it correct, they get to pick the category, but I'm also giving them the option, if they choose, they can pick a special edition in which there is pure Disney trivia and Star Wars trivia.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm not coming back if you're going to keep yelling at me.
I wasn't yelling at you. You hate me.
It's true. All right. Well, then let's go on with the trivia pursuit, because the sooner we get this over, the sooner I can play Call of Duty, and the sooner I play Call of Duty, sooner I can play World of Warcraft.
Well, with that being said, do you guys even want to bother with the Genius Edition, since everyone's like,
yeah, no, bust it out. I want to prove how smart I am, so that way I can drown in the... Never mind. I'm not going to make that joke.
You can drown.
I'm not even going to mouth the word at the camera. You get it, right, okay. Jesse? You get it, right?
Gotcha.
No, and
short of like initially letting you guys pick categories, I will just say what the category is and then go from there. So your paper is very pink.
It's so pink and I cannot
now
see
it's red.
It. Holy shit, yeah, I'm gonna have to kill that red light because I cannot. I guess I'll just say my answer, I guess.
Okay, I can see it
on the Facebook feed, but I could not see it here.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It was... I can't even say so the word. Weird. Let's just do it.
I saw it on Facebook. Okay, thank I know you. What it is.
Drowning in it. I'm going to start wearing those nerd things, the flipper flappers. I don't know. Michaela, I don't know what that said, and I'm disappointed. Michaela, you don't need to know. You're too young.
Ready to start off?
Bonesaw is ready.
Obviously, if there is a multiple choice, I will give you the multiple choice, but that's not always the case. So... we will start off with an arts and literature question. Who wrote The Ugly Duckling?
Can we go to the baby edition now?
I can see Lindsay laughing at us, but I can't hear Lindsay laughing at us.
All right, so I'm going to bet no one...
lean too far back from my mic.
No one's going to write down an answer, Lindsay.
I don't even have a guess.
Is it Hans Christian Andersen? Is it Hans Gruber?
Are we just negating this first one?
Yes,
what? It's Hans Christian Andersen.
God damn it! God damn it! God damn it! I knew it was him, and I fucking son of a bitch. Fuck! I get the point.
No, wait, you don't, because you said we're negating it.
Wait a minute,
Hunter.
Oh shit!
Shannon, I'm sorry I wasn't here faster. Dad had to go away for a while. He's got some real nasties coming after him. Just some real mean guys. Okay.
It's okay.
Pop's got to go. Dad's got a blast.
Hunter, here's the shitty
I'm sorry,
thing.
Sorry, Lindsay, what are you talking about?
Here's the shitty thing, Hunter. Let me ask you the question, because I got it right, but I doubted myself, so we threw the question out. Who wrote The Ugly Duckling?
I don't know.
I knew it! And I was like, I threw it out as a joke. God fucking hell.
Shannon threw out an educated guess and it happened to be right.
No, I'm... yeah.
Who was it?
Hans Christian Andersen.
Christian Andersen.
Who? I'm sorry, all of that cut out.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. Yeah. Okay. I feel like Pete Davidson and those Chad sketches on SNL. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know. I'm gonna get my little fan.
I'm so glad he's here.
Oh, fuck you. Sorry. I don't know why I said that. Anyway.
Is it because you want a chance to best Hunter at trivia, Tanner?
No.
You've got some titans in here playing trivia tonight, Tanner. You better be careful. I knew Hans Christian Andersen.
I assumed you guys were like half done. I just got in here because I knew nobody would be playing Call of Duty yet. So.
We just started.
Yep, that was the first question, and we decided to switch to Babby Edition.
No.
So are we officially going to Baby Edition or not?
No, I got the first one right.
None of the questions are how is Babby formed. I'm going to do it.
Well,
I
don't. Someone teach.
See, the correct answer is you got it.
Someone just needs to teach Hunter how to shout web.
Back.
I really wish that the people
dog don't care.
like what your picture is, because like every time you leave the chat, like your picture is pretty well perfect for the point.
It's just me going.
How was Babby formed? Fuck.
Oh, I gotta do. Hang on, I gotta take the glasses off. Here we go. All right, I'm out.
I gotta stop dying.
Well, pass it to me.
You look angry, confused in the picture. There, you just look regularly confused.
Like, you can see, Jesse.
You look confused, boy.
I took my glasses off. I am confused about you and you and you.
Hunter, I'll tell you what.
All four of y'all in that one picture.
Hunter, since I believe since you're right next to me and it's we're doing trivia, do you need a pen to do trivia?
Oh, actually, well, okay, I can't quite reach from there. Can you pass it over?
Yeah.
I can't reach it.
Yeah, yeah. It's other side. The portal I opened on the other side. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, here you go.
You got it on that side?
Yeah, here you go.
All right. That's there you good.
Go. Cool. Thank you so I'll let him borrow a pen.
All right. Very good. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I'm going to
Jesse is not amused.
Okay, so anyway.
Tanner, no one has a marker.
Hunter,
oh, no.
Since he wasn't here, we are initially starting off with the Genius Edition of Trivial Pursuit. If it proves to be too hard, we have a more family-friendly edition. And then if at any point in time only one of you gets the answer correct, you have the option to pick either of those or Star Wars or Disney Trivia.
That's so much. Let's wait and see if I get an answer correct, and then we'll worry about all that.
I like how she's not even starting with Star Wars because everyone would get those right.
Also, I got to plug my fan in. Keep talking.
Well, those are just bonuses at the moment because those are what I have. Because the only other physical trivia card set I have, I know no one is going to know any answers to, so I didn't even bother with it because it's Dr. Seuss Trivial.
Ooh. I know Dr. Suss.
Really dark
the so trees can't be harmed if the Lorax is armed.
So, Tanner, some of those Star Wars questions, though, they ask questions about, like, on the set of, you know, the Phantom Menace.
Some of them are production questions.
On stage, who was it?
What are the color of Jabba's testicles?
He took a shit on the film, Hunter.
Hey!
George Lucas!
Hey! Alright. Lindsay, go on with the trivia.
Okay.
Next
oh, Juwan, you talking about Juwanna Jedi?
Go on with the Star Wars.
No, we're not on Star Wars yet. We're still on the first set.
Alright, I gotta go.
It's not Saturday.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not. Okay, so next one is science and nature. What is the international radio code word for the letter T?
I don't have a notebook.
What is the what?
What is the international radio code word for the letter T?
Okay, this one I don't know.
I do too. I think it's in the same vein, but I really
not sure. No, Michaela.
Thick. Thick.
Yes. We're redoing it. We're changing them now.
All right. Everybody got their answer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say turtle because I found a turtle today.
Turtle today.
Hunter.
Tanner.
I'm going Hunter, with
whoever.
Why is that hard to see? Thog. Thog don't care. Whether he gets it right or not.
In celebration of yesterday, taco.
Taco.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
Oh, is
yesterday
it
was Cinco de Mayo?
Is it Papa?
You racist.
Papa de Taco.
Thomas. Shelby.
I said Tucson.
No, you are all incorrect. It is Tango.
Tango. That's
the most. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, we should have known that. See, we should have known that.
But I thought that was the military.
That's military radio. Yeah. You were thinking police radio.
Yes.
And it's just T for T Tom.
Because in military radio, it's T as in Thomas. Because they
Tango. Oh,
not military. Yeah, police. No. Yeah. Military is Tango. Because whenever they're reading, like, you know, license plates and stuff off like that, like, they, instead of saying T, they just say Thomas.
My brain was just like, Tucson, Tacoma. It's somewhere in these words.
Dog don't care.
Dog don't care.
Dog money.
Care.
Dog money records. All right.
Okay. Next, we're going to do a history question.
Oh, boy.
What company supplied the Imperial Russian court with vodka from 1886 to 1917?
Dead air.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
What company provided vodka? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Shit, I don't know anything about alcohol.
Fuck it.
Oh, what the hell is the name?
I feel like this answer is way too easy. Like, this question was too easy for this answer, so I'm probably wrong.
I went with the only alcohol name I knew, so... We're gonna wait for Hunter. Or Honey, as he likes to be called.
I'm pretty sure the one I think is actually a dog food company, but I'm not sure.
There's a name in my head, and it won't come to me, so it's fine. Go ahead.
I just said Smirnoff because that's the only thing I could think of. I'll say no.
I also said Smirnoff.
Ah, okay.
I said Tanner.
That's what I was gonna say, but I could not think of the name, so I'm gonna go with the worst version, which is Popoff.
Oh.
I thought she was gonna say Thog again.
No, I marked him out. He don't care.
It is indeed Smirnoff.
Hey. So that means of the trivia,
I couldn't think of the name.
I've gotten two of the three Trivial Pursuit questions right, despite the fact that I didn't get the first one, which is bullshit, by the way.
You're the one who said to throw the first one out.
Because you didn't tell me I was right yet. I blame you. Specifically. All right.
I just sat here going, Bacardi. No, it's rum. It's not it, man.
It wasn't a dog food company. It was an almond company.
Which one did she say?
Blue Diamond.
Blue Diamond. Yeah, see, what's weird is I could have told you that. That would have been like, oh, no, that's almond.
That's nuts.
Dog food you're thinking of, I think, is Blue Ribbon.
Blue Ribbon. Yeah.
I think Blue Ribbon is dog food.
Maybe Blue Diamond has more than one hobby. Blue Bunny.
Can you feed almonds to a dog?
No!
No, I don't think that's a dog safe food.
I know! I have one! Come on! Tanner!
Right. Okay. We will do sports and leisure. What does an archer...
Those don't go hand in hand.
I know, right?
That's not...
What does an archer carry his arrows in?
Oh, come on.
Easy. Everybody here has this one.
What's that pimp by 5,000? Okay, all right.
Oh, Tanner hit me with that. Oh, you.
Oh, I'm glad Tanner paused though, because that gave me a second to put the right answer down, because I totally gave the wrong one at first. All right.
All right.
Answers. Let's start with everybody. It's Quiver. But I originally wrote Quill, and I don't know why.
That's a pen.
Yes. Well, the standard.
Actually, that's a feather.
The penis mightier.
It would have been very funny, Shannon, had you stuck with that, and then you would have had your own Sleeping Beauty moment.
I mean, that was kind of me earlier with the Hans Christian Andersen
thing. Hans Christian Andersen, yeah.
Except I got it right, Jesse.
Did you though? I don't think you did.
Hey, this will be on the internet. You go back and listen to it.
I wasn't the only one who watched Seinfeld. Sorry, the correct answer is the Moops. It's Moors, you idiots. A misprint. Sorry, the card says Moops.
All right. Next is geography.
All right, we doing accents now?
Yes.
All right.
I just was being dumb. So
Kevin Schenkelberg,
shut up.
Fucking fuck, motherfucker. Yeah, no, you gotta do that.
Kevin, except that
you will appreciate this.
Except that I can't pronounce the city in that, so we're going to pick a different one.
No, spell it. I need to know. I need to know what the city is now, please. It'll drive me crazy.
I'm going to say it wrong. I'll try to say it, but you're going to say I'm going to say it wrong. All right. What U.S. city was named for St. Francis of Assisi?
Assisi.
You were
Assisi?
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty close. Assisi.
But okay. I don't want to do the question, so throw it out.
Really? You really want to do the question?
Well, okay, what was the question again? Because I wasn't listening. I was just listening for the town name.
I'm pretty sure the answer is San Francisco.
Yeah, right, San Francisco. All right, we're
all gonna... No, that can't be right, because San Francisco... No, I'm sorry, that's San Diego. That means a whale's vagina, if I remember correctly.
Yes, yes. The true translation's been lost to time.
Can't do it. Well, agree to disagree, Jesse.
Yeah. It's what U.S. Shannon, city is named after Shannon, before, St. Francis.
Before memes, we sat around and just quoted Anchorman at each other.
Daddy, what's wrong with Tanner? Oh, there he is. Okay.
He's got to go for a little while.
Having some connection
problems.
He's got
problems. Some Batman after him.
Dad's got a blast. All right, Lindsay, go on.
Okay, so we're just... what?
We're throwing it out. It's thrown out.
We're throwing it out.
Because I'm throwing it out. And then I said the correct answer.
The answer is San Francisco. But I mean, since I wasn't confident in pronouncing, I will just give you all a point.
I was going to say, you can treat this in either way because we all basically knew it. So either we don't get it or we do get it.
But I can't get a
give you all a point.
But I can't get a point for him. I can't get a point for Hans Gruber.
Nope.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah, you guys know why he was so terrified and like looked so good in that shot, right? Have you ever heard that story?
No.
All right, quickly, when they had him up in the harness and they actually dropped him like to get that shot, because of course they just layered it over the actual shot of the over the building. They told him they were going to drop him on 5, and they dropped him on 2, and that's why he legit looks like he was horrified. He had no idea what was going to happen. That's why.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's a true story.
All right.
That's great.
That was great.
We'll move on to Shannon's favorite Trivial Pursuit category, porn? Entertainment.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess technically that fits under that category.
Not if you're me. I don't use it for entertainment. I use it for life skills.
Okay. What was the Ed Sullivan Show originally called?
What?
What was the Ed Sullivan Show originally called?
I actually don't know this one, Hunter, and I feel bad about it.
I also don't know this one. But that means it's going to be funny.
Ed Sullivan. Yeah, I don't know. What is it? I think we all give up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Big Ed's Wild Time.
I fucking said that.
Shannon, they said the category was not porn. that's a different thing.
Jenna Jameson.
It was originally called Toast of the Town.
Oh, not anywhere near what I put.
Huh.
With your host, Toast Malone.
With Joe Biden.
From the Bread Clan.
From the Bread Clan. Well, there goes Tanner.
He couldn't do it.
I don't think he could. Hey, he's back. All right.
Okay. Since we threw out geography, let's try that again. What's the largest office building in the world?
I can see it in my head.
Yeah, that's a good question.
This edition is from not on the box. I am assuming like late 70s, early 80s.
So it ain't Amazon.
Oh, well, Jesse, it's not the Burj Khalifa. We can just move on. Never mind.
The largest office building.
Thank you, Hunter.
I'm pretty sure at that point in time it was the Arch in St. Louis. I don't think it got any taller than that.
Oh, you broke Lindsay.
I'm not gonna write it down, but I also was gonna go with the Sears Tower.
I'm not gonna try.
What's the answer, Lindsay?
The Pentagon.
What the fuck?
That's America's anus.
Largest, not tallest.
Yeah, yeah. Largest off the
stage. Ah, I didn't even. Yeah, that's yeah. That's.
Either way,
I mean, it wasn't.
She tricked us. Largest, by, yeah, she tricked us by in giving us way. All the clues in the question. Yeah. God,
we
damn
are.
It.
Either way, I don't
we are
ignorant any longer.
In, no, in this, I'm pretty sure Amazon has warehouses bigger than the Pentagon. Like, yeah. There's no way that's accurate.
It's not an office building. Now. It's
I
a
mean,
warehouse.
It? Depends on your definition. This is...
It doesn't matter because it was before. Lindsay,
definition.
Calm yes. down. It's okay. It was before Amazon was around. There weren't even rainforests at the time. Just go on.
And there aren't now either.
Yeah.
Nature has returned.
Amazon
the planet is healing.
Instead of an office building.
Michaela says that makes sense, and she spelled it S-I-N-C-E, so I'm going to say, since when?
Since.
All
right. All right.
Next question.
Back to the beginning. Beautiful. Arts and literature. What magician dazzled King Arthur's court?
I like how the questions go. The questions go from impossibly difficult to borderline Arkansas citizen.
And these are on the same card.
I'm not even writing that down.
I swear to God,
give everybody a point.
I swear to God, if the answer is David Blaine.
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay, I was like, I don't know any other one. From that one.
Is it? Is it Merlin?
Is Merlin?
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Okay, very good. You all got a point.
This is all or nothing is this whole game.
Pretty much, yeah. All right. Do-do-boo-boo.
Ba-do-boo-boo. Is it my turn to sing?
I mean... Sure, why not? How about another question that no one's going to know the answer to?
Googling.
Oh, boy.
Huh? No Googling. Only Googly.
He said
Googley.
Oh.
Quick, Hunter, staring contest. Okay, me and you go. You win. You always do. That's why I come up here.
Nature Googley.
Okay. Back to entertainment.
Pop
what on. Was the second James Bond novel to go before the cameras?
Oh, God bless the whores. I should know this.
I should also know this.
I think I know this.
Sorry, I had a weird pause when I was reading it.
I can only think of Austin Powers titles right now.
Yeah, baby.
Because you prefer the parody.
Oh,
behave. Austin Powers or the first two James Bond films.
I actually think I might know this.
I'm taking a guess on this one. I think it's wrong, but I'm going to take this guess anyway. Hunter, what did you say? I want to see what you said first, and we're on the same page.
I said From Russia with Love.
I think he's right. I wrote Diamonds Are Forever.
I wrote one that's very wrong. I wrote Goldfinger.
He went to the moon.
That was the spy who shagged me. I
gotta guess. Right.
Oh, behave.
All I heard was right.
He said he has no guess.
Hunter's right. I'm not giving an answer. I've got an answer, but I'm not giving it.
Hunter is right, correct.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
From Russia with Love.
Yeah.
What was the first one? Does anybody remember?
The first one was
because I knew this was either the first or the second one.
I think the first one was Goldfinger, wasn't it?
No, Goldfinger comes later.
Yeah, Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. He goes to the moon in that one. It gets weird.
No, that was Moonraker.
It was. What was Goldfinger then? Is Doctor No's not the first one? Doctor No's just a thing.
All right, we're looking it up real quick.
I can't remember.
The first one was Dr. No.
Dr. No? Okay. All right, cool. I knew those were like way at the beginning, and I thought, I don't think Dr. No is the second one.
Goldfinger is actually number three.
Oh, no shit.
And Diamonds Are Forever wasn't was like number 7. God Lord. Ooh. I'm glad Ace is not here to shame me.
Oh, Cody is somewhere spinning in his grave right now, and he ain't even dead. Yet. Cody.
So then, Hunter, since you're the only one who got this right, do you want to stick with the Genius Edition, or do you want to do a question from something else?
Oh,
you could do Star Wars.
Yeah, give me a Star Wars question. Why not?
Okay.
Now I'll screw it up, probably.
You know, I'm waiting right. for it.
Why did I pull my own neck skin? That was, I was like, I didn't have a neck hole, and I just went, ugh.
This Jedi proved that skies could walk.
So George these... Lucas,
this was his favorite restaurant.
Who is Joe Castan new? Dexter Jester's Diner is the only right answer.
Well, I was going to say, before I ask the question, these do have the option for multiple choice. Do you guys want to do what we did before to try and answer without, or do we want the multiple choice?
Just do multiple choice.
Yes. Multiple choice.
Yes, please.
All right. Who went to look for C-3PO in Cloud City after he went missing?
We don't need multiple choice.
Just stop.
You're good.
His name is Groz. Chewie.
It's Chewiebaca. Yeah.
Chewbacca.
Just give everybody a point.
That point would have been because Lando.
Just give everybody a point.
Chewbacca.
I'll be honest.
No, she gets a point too. Everyone gets a point.
That's fine. Everyone can have a point.
Chewbacca.
If she answered Groz, actually, she gets 2 points.
Yes.
That's just non-negotiable.
That's my Wookiee friend.
I totally put those dashes in the wrong area.
His new destiny, by the way, now is to survive all the way to level 20, and in his retirement, he's going to start a children's TV show called My Wookiee Friend.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
I meant that to be a joke, and by the end, I got, like, tearful about it, and I don't know why. Why did I get emotionally attached to the DMPC?
Because he's awesome.
Hey, I didn't leave him. No one was left behind. That's important. Okay. Go back really quick. Go back and listen to Tuesday's episode, the final episode of The Core of Corruption. PZ85 Plays. Yes. It was a fantastic episode. Big surprises.
A lot of fun.
Sigurd had a Shaq on Hot Ones moment.
All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
All right, back to our Genius Edition. What nationality was Pablo Picasso? Also, this is an arts and literature question. I got out of order.
How you spell Italian?
Why are you the way you are? Well,
ow,
Lindsay.
Ow.
I mean, that's what I was writing down.
what do you guys got? I need to see answers.
Italian.
Do I have to write? All right, hold on.
Did you say
I said it out loud. Italian.
He can't read yours. It was too. Huh?
Italian.
Yeah, hers says Italian. I can confirm.
It's not, though. I'm pretty sure.
He was Spanish.
That's right.
I was actually thinking that, too.
As soon as you said it, I'm like, well, now I can't be right. But yeah.
That's what I was actually going to say. The Italian was a joke, but then everyone else said Italian, so I went, well, that must be the answer.
Okay, well, we're just going to stay true to form, then, and go on to a sports and leisure question. What are the team colors of the Boston Celtics?
Is this a 70? Because I am not positive.
This one's easy. It's the trying to think of someone we all hate. Dalton. It's the same as Dalton's teeth. Green and white.
Green and white.
It is
also what I wrote down. Green and white.
You all right? Green and white. Very good. Very good. Oh, good. That accounts for the point I put in the wrong place, so I don't have to write it down this time. Woohoo!
Good job.
Shannon, the good news is all the answers are coming from right up here in Mr. Hunter's noggin.
That's great.
Oh, goodness.
Simply stunning.
Well, my name is French.
Science and Nature. What scale measures earthquakes?
I don't think this is accurate anymore, but if that thing's from 1974, then it's got to be this one.
I don't know how it's spelled, but I've got... I spelled it like a friend
of mine. As long as you can pronounce it, that's all I care.
It's the best Belmont. Richter.
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 It is the Richter scale.
No baby edition for us.
Also, Hunter, for the record, I'm pretty sure it is still the Richter scale.
It is.
Is it? Okay, what am I thinking of? Something changed scales.
Tornadoes?
Maybe. I thought it was earthquakes, but I'm pretty sure something changed scales. I don't know.
The grading of it, not the actual name.
Yeah, because that might be it. Hurricanes have gotten like more intense, so they've had to actually change that up.
I know Dalton's definitely changed scales since when we've met him to now.
Like, if you make one more joke about Dalton, he's going to join the chat. That's how the curse goes.
It's Beetlejuice. You're just going to summon him.
Michaela, my answer was Antarctican.
Antarctican?
Go on with the Jeopardy.
No. It is the Richter scale. Sorry, I was trying to look up what year this edition is so that I don't have to actually like get up and go get the box because I left the box in the other room.
Out of the box.
Sorry. My boy's a box.
All right, history. What theater was Abraham Lincoln in when he was shot?
I know this.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Tanner just... There goes Tanner.
Oh, no. Well, here it is. Yeah. Here's his moment. Yep. Everybody gets one, and this is his. It's just that bit from The Office. Nobody tell him. Nobody say it. Come on, you're so close. Break me off a piece of that Chrysler car. Football cream.
I gotta guess. Y'all go first.
Well, you don't need to guess. It's Ford's Theater.
It's Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
Tanner did not guess Gore. He guessed. I think
the process of writing it when you guys started talking.
I think Tanner guessed Chevelle's Theater.
No, for some reason the word Rose was in my head. I guess it's because of Cape.
And Hunter kind
I mean,
of.
There's one in Cape.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it's the Ford Theater or not. Then Hunter came up with a Chrysler car joke. I was like, all right, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that actually was not planned. I didn't even realize that until you said it just now.
Way to go, Hunter. Okay, damn.
This edition officially was printed in 1981.
1981.
Woo, before we were all born. Right. Yeah! Exactly. All right.
Out of the way.
So angry.
Sorry.
Or energetic, one of the two. Roids. I don't know what.
I'm high on life, and pretty soon I'm going to be down in the dirt. Let's go.
All right. Geography. What is the largest city in China?
In 1981.
Yes. I don't think it's changed.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is now, is the problem. I'm going to take a guess.
My circles are terrible.
Extra points if you can write it in Chinese. I'm just guessing. I said Beijing.
I said Hong Kong.
Same.
Ain't they right.
Shelby, what you got?
Had Zhangxi because I remember that being a big city at one point, but I couldn't. I went for an old one.
Shanghai.
Give Shelby the point. She earned
Shelby
it.
Was close.
She was closest. If you guys unanimously want to give Shelby a point, I will.
She gets that point. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we all, the rest of us were very stupid.
I'm curious what it is now.
I'm pretty sure Tanner said Antarctica again.
Jesse, I think you're going to have a Parks and Rec moment when you Google that, and you're going to say the correct answer appears to be internet connectivity issues. This website is blocked in your country.
Goodness.
Shrek 1 on DVD.
Because that was asking about most popular, right?
Wait, Hunter, we could do a great Call of Duty joke. My video is backwards. I could write Sagan, and we could make the joke come to life.
No!
Okay,
wow.
That was voted down very quickly.
Is still the most populated. It's not the largest city of China, but it is the most populated city in China.
Is it Shanghai is the largest
area?
I also want to point out that Shanghai Nights is a very underrated film.
Yeah. I enjoy that
movie. It's better than all of the Rush Hour sequels, but not as good as Rush Hour. Hot take.
I don't know, man. Rush Hour 2 was pretty good.
It's been a while.
I always kind of like 2 better than the first one, frankly. But
I barely remember 3. That's for sure.
Okay.
No one else does. Because you weren't in it. He ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.
Okay, Lindsay.
Okay.
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 We're going to go back to arts and literature.
Arts and leisure.
Yes.
They're all leisure.
And you're all going to roll your eyes. Where did the Wizard of Oz live?
I actually don't know this.
I do.
But I do know it, so. It's, wait for Tanner. It's Emerald City.
It is Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said this, Diamond City.
This really has been so much. That's Fallout. Or none.
Diamond City's in Fallout.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Samantha!
Let's get to spitting.
I knew you could. Samantha, you missed the. You missed the whole trivia show. Go back and watch it on repeat. Yeah.
We're gonna go back to geography because I said so.
Who? All right. So, real quick, who's winning? How are the scores?
It's gotta be.
Right now.
I think me and Shelby are tied.
Shelby is winning by 1 point.
Oh! There it is.
Yeah.
Nice. Is
second place, like a 4-way tie.
Tanner is in last because he is one short of everybody else.
Hey, all right. I know we're laughing, but that's a close game right there.
It really is.
It's true.
It is.
Yeah, between first and last is 2 points. Yeah, that's a close ass game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Samantha, if you wanted to show Elohi something cool, you should have shown her this podcast, clearly. Tell her I said hi, by the way, if she's still there. Anyway, go on with the Jeopardy.
All right. What U.S. state has the longest coastline?
I mean, this seems really like obvious.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys mutter it over. I'll be back in just a second.
All right. We won't trade answers while you're gone. All right.
I was
going to
say
right?
I would have killed for a multiple choice here, but the multiple choice would have all been super difficult. I could feel that coming a mile away.
Is it not California?
Very obvious states, one that was very obviously not it.
Yeah. One would be like Ohio. I'm pretty sure it's not that one.
In fairness, I was thinking there was a giant lake in Ohio. I don't think there is. So I was thinking, Salt Lake. Nope, that's Utah.
So is my answer of California completely wrong? And I'll just scratch that out.
So we're just going to throw it out? Because, okay, California was my first thought. But my second one was... Okay, wait a minute. If you want to get really technical, my second one would have been Hawaii.
Oh, shit. That's everything.
Because technically...
That's everything. Oh, quiet.
The
quiet.
Whole
She's
damn
back.
Thing is coastline.
She's coming back.
Did she say city or state?
All right,
oh,
you guys.
State. City.
No, state.
Oh, shit.
State that has the longest coastline.
Oh, this
the
is
longest
weird...
coastline.
I bet I yes. know it.
I bet I don't. All right.
I think I'm ready.
I'm going to take a weird stab in the dark here, and I feel like I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going for it.
I'm just going with the basic answer, because it's all just California is the first thing that popped in the head.
Jesse, I'm curious to see if you and I have the same thing.
Michigan.
Okay. That's not what I was thinking.
Florida for Tanner.
Florida. So said Florida.
Damn. Florida.
I said Texas.
Wait, I almost said Texas.
All incorrect.
It's
Wait a minute. Is it Alaska? Oh, damn it. That was the other one I was going to say.
Scott.
Damn it. It's going to be a weird one because Michigan is, it's surrounded by the Great Lakes.
Yeah. But, so, yeah.
But Alaska's
my first thought was California.
Okay.
Had yes. that animal
so my first thought immediately was California. Then I was like, wait a minute.
California too, if I was on the other end.
Well, then I was like, okay, the cheater answer's got to be Hawaii, right? But I guess it really doesn't have that much land mass overall. Mm-hmm. Right. And then my next two, it was neck and neck. It was Alaska and Texas. And I was like, I'm going with Texas.
Had that been multiple choice,
Florida, California, Alaska. But that's what I'm saying. If it had been multiple choice, it would have been those four, and I've been screwed anyway. So.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Samantha yeah. says, I knew it, huh? Well, you didn't say it, so.
That's like when I used to be on the radio, and I would do, like, trivia questions, and then be like, yeah, you got to call in, you got to be the right number caller, and you got to get it right. People would message the Facebook page and be like, here's the answer. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're right. What do you want me to do with that? What would you like me to do with it? Oh, I just wanted to guess. Cool. Thank you.
Right.
It's all the right. exact same mentality of calling me to make a request and then being like, just play whatever you want, man. What in the hell do you think I'm doing here for the next 8 hours? That's literally all I do. That's my job.
Yep.
One yep. more. One yep. more.
I hate him so much.
No.
One more. Because it's already past. It's past time.
Peter doesn't want one more because he knows if we don't have at least two more, he has no chance of winning.
All right, two more. Two more, and then I'm cutting it off there. All right. All right, let's go ahead.
All right.
That's what I said. I really do want to play some Call of Duty.
Yes.
All right. History. Who commanded the French forces at the Battle of Orleans?
Tommy Toesucker. No one knows that.
That's because we Americans have no sense of history, right, Tanner?
All right, so it's a French dude, right?
Taking a guess.
Probably.
Terrible guess.
What was the question again?
Who commanded the French forces at the Battle of Orleans?
I know mine is wrong. But I can't think
I'm guessing.
Hold on, give me...
Only French commander I can think of.
No, well, then you and I have the exact same answer, Tanner.
I bet me and Hunter have the exact same answer.
I bet no one's got my answer because I said DuPont. I have no clue.
That's actually not right, bad.
That's a solid guess.
But you and I both said Lafayette.
The Marquis de Lafayette.
I said Napoleon.
Shelby, you got a guess?
No, I have one. I was just going to go with some random French dude like Jean-Claude.
Van Damme! Oh, we would have lost. Van Damme. We would have lost.
Joan of Arc.
Motherfucker, that's who I was fucking
Orleans, not New Orleans.
Damn it, I wasn't.
The French forces at the Battle of Orleans. Once again, I have been duped.
Fucking
I have been hoodwinked, bamboozled.
You know, real quick trivia about Joan of Arc. Her best friend, Giles de Race, is that how you pronounce his name? Something like that. He was so distraught over her death that he went crazy and became a child murderer. So look that one up. That's a fun fact. There's also there's a whole album.
You and I have very different definitions of the word fun.
There's also a whole album dedicated to him by Cradle of Filth. So there you go.
What a terrible thing to have ears.
Dude went nuts, man. He went nuts.
By the English language just then.
All right, last one. Tanner can't win now.
Right. Okay.
I can talk about more child murderers.
You brought the room down, man.
All right, science and nature. What is the goat's offspring called?
Oh.
Shit, I think I'm actually wrong about this.
I got it.
Everybody good? Tanner? Are you frozen or are you just standing really still? Okay.
Tanner, give us your answer.
No?
I'll say it.
Tanner doesn't want to give an answer?
Ability. I don't fucking know.
I think I'm wrong. Is it kid?
It's a kid.
It is a kid.
Shelby wins!
Yeah. Tanner, you're the only one that has one. How do you get that wrong?
I was assuming no one else said it. I was going to be like, Shannon was just talking about murdering them. It's a kid.
I wasn't talking about murdering them. I was talking about a historical figure that historically murdered children.
That's what I said.
Can we bring up whatever school system it was going to? You guys know who Joan of Arc is?
Yeah.
She was. We just
didn't know. No, Michaela didn't know.
Sorry. All right, Lindsay, for fun. Real quick.
What? Star Wars. You want another Star Wars one? Okay.
I don't know what the fuck Tanner's saying, but I was going to say the same thing. Let's do one Star Wars. Tanner,
your comm link is being jammed again.
I already put it's away the. So this is a for funsies.
This is for funsies.
Mine's sitting here.
It'll never happen
again. Congrats, Shelby. Hey, really quick, guys.
Congratulations.
Real quick. Hey, let's give it up for Shelby real quick, guys. What's up?
Real quick, let's give a shout out. We should make sure that her prize is she gets to read the minutes from last week's show.
All right. Are we doing one last Star Wars one then?
Let's do one more.
Okay. Who said, "You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short."
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first lines.
Who is Darth Jiggers? All right. Done.
Wow. Oh.
He's the one that fished all the time. He was a fisherman.
For last week's episode.
All right, Shelby,
you have those?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I'll write them down for this week's meeting.
Thank you.
803.
Shelby!
All right, that was great.
Yeah, that's very good. All right, ladies.
Well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us tonight here on After Dark. We hope you had a lot of fun playing along with us. And mark this day down. Shelby beat everybody. Put it on your calendars. We're going to be back tomorrow with an all-new Horse Time where I'm debuting my new shirt. That's tomorrow on Horse Time.
I don't know about that. No, that sounds like a bad idea.
No, it's fine. It's a good shirt. Don't you worry about it. All right, you guys.
Is it your Poppy t-shirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. for myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Shelby, the winner, for Tanner, for Double H, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow for Horse Time. Once again, quick shout out, quick promotion. Go listen to Tuesday's PZ85 Plays. I'm really stressing. It was a fantastic show. You're going to have a lot of fun listening to it.
It really was.
And sets up the next series.
I was very excited.
If you haven't watched The Bad Batch yet on Disney Plus, go watch it. It was really good.
Yeah, I need
at least
to do
the first
that.
Episode was.
I also need to do that.
I heard a name of someone who showed up, and now I'm interested.
Ooh.
Just in general, several things they said where it was just little things here and there. I liked it.
Spoilers. Save it for after the show. All right, guys, take it easy. We're out of here. Hunter, take us out.
It's hammer time, baby. Let's get to spinning. Later.